how that information is copied and transmitted to future generations, and how molecular accidents, mutations, might introduce changes in the genetic information to provide the raw materials for evolution. In 1970, French molecular biologist Jacques Monod again called DNA the secret of life. He said that with a new understanding of its structure and function, and the understanding of the random physical basis of mutation that molecular biology has also provided, the mechanism of Darwinism is at last securely founded. Monod concluded, "Man has to understand that he is a mere accident." But Monod was wrong. The secret of life is not the physical DNA molecule, but the information it carries. DNA, the molecule. Living cells contain several different classes of large organic molecules, including proteins, DNA, RNA, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. With the development of Mendelian genetics in the early 20th century, the cellular structures that seemed to be the likeliest carriers of genes were the chromosomes, which were known to consist largely of DNA. But DNA was thought to consist of simple repeated sets of its four subunits, A, T, C, and G. Most biologists thought that proteins were the only biological molecules complex enough to carry genetic information, and that DNA provided only structural support. In 1944, however, Rockefeller Institute researchers Oswald Avery, Colin McLeod, and Macklin McCarty showed experimentally that DNA, rather than protein, was the carrier of hereditary information. In 1949, Austrian chemist Erwin Chargaff showed that the composition of DNA is not constant but varies from species to species, though the amount of A is always equal to the amount of T, and the amount of C is always equal to the amount of G. By 1950, it was generally agreed that Mendel's genes consisted of DNA, and Chargaff's ratios became an important clue for Watson and Crick in their efforts to unravel its structure. Each of the four subunits of DNA consists of an identical sugar phosphate group to which is attached one of four different bases, A, T, C, or G. Relying in part on X-ray data from Rosalind Franklin, Watson and Crick proposed a double helix with the sugar phosphate backbones on the outside and the bases on the inside. Using cardboard cutouts to represent the latter, Watson and Crick discovered that A on one strand would naturally pair with T on the other, and C on one strand would naturally pair with G on the other. The result would be two complementary strands. If the sequence on one were TTGT, the sequence on the other would be AACA. This accounted for Chargaff's ratios. The bonds holding each AT pair and each CG pair were relatively weak, so the two strands could be pulled apart, and each could then serve as a template to synthesize another complementary one, resulting in two double helices with identical sequences.